Hello everybody, welcome to session four, the wellbeing session for Guildford Shakespeare Company. Today is the final session that we're going to be using the Ugly Duckling as our focus into looking at ways we can take care of ourselves. There will be some more videos after this one, but they will just have a slightly different angle. They won't quite follow this same structure, and they won't follow the story of the Ugly Duckling. So this is just to let you know that that's what's happening. So hopefully by now you've watched the other three sessions potentially, and you sort of get how we roll. So we'll start off with the usual check-in, focusing on candle, focusing on the inside of just how we find ourselves today.
So here we have the flickering candle, which marks the beginning of us checking in with ourselves today. So I just invite you to sit in a comfortable position and bring your attention to the candle and the flickering flame. Now, if you want, you can lower your eyes or close your eyes to help you focus inwards. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, then just focus on the candle and the flickering flame. So first off, I just invite you to notice your breath, how your breath is today. Maybe taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And just imagining the golden light from the candle traveling through the inside of you, traveling all around your body. Not trying to change anything, just noticing. Notice your body on the chair or wherever you're sat. Notice which parts are touching the chair, which parts are touching the floor. Just noticing and noticing your breath. And with that imaginary ball of light, I just want you to imagine it traveling right up to your head, into your head, your brain area. A place where we might do a lot of thinking, or we might not. But just spending a moment here and noticing, what's your head like today? Is it a busy place? Is it quiet? Are there any pictures, words, colours or sounds in your head today? Just noticing. Not trying to change anything. Just noticing what's there. And then imagining that golden light travelling down into your heart area, your chest. This is a space that can give us a lot of information about how we are, how we're doing. It might sometimes feel tight. It might feel open. And there is no right or wrong. You're just noticing, how's my heart today? Are there any pictures or colours, words, sensations? Maybe not, and that's okay. And then travelling down further, deeper into your gut area, your stomach. This is another place in our body that can give us a lot of information about how we're doing. Our body can be a really useful thing to help us to notice how we are. So again, just how is your stomach today? How's your gut? Is it telling you anything? Is it gurgling? Are there any words that come to mind or come to body? Or sensations, pictures, colours. And then imagining this golden light of the candle travelling through these three different areas, the gut, the heart and the head, and how they all are in relation to each other. How is everything working together today? Maybe just taking another deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Then noticing your different body parts, your fingers and your toes, arms and legs. And gradually opening your eyes back out to this flickering flame.
So this session today, we're going to be looking at, well, touching on the whole story of the ugly duckling and the journey that he goes on, right from being the egg, which we looked at the very beginning, to this whole journey of being with his family, then being alone, and then trying to find a place where he fits, and feeling very sad, and then turning into the swan, and the feelings that that brings out in him. So when I read it, I just sort of really think about how much he's gone through on this journey. And at the moment in the world, in our country, the way things are, we have also gone on an immense journey. You know, certainly never faced anything quite like this before. And I really want to acknowledge that and think about today our journeys over the last few months in response to this pandemic that we've been in, and the different things that we may have been experiencing, and that will be different for all of us, and there's no right or wrong way to have experienced this. This is going to just be an opportunity to explore what has been there and what might still be there as we continue to think about our well-being and taking the best care of ourselves that we possibly can. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be looking at today. Different emotions, different experiences. So before we do that, I just thought we could take a moment to check in with our breath, a bit like we did in the previous video, but just a short check-in, just to sort of get us to a more neutral position. So I'm just going to invite us to do the balloon breathing exercise that you may have done last week if you took part in that session, which is just to imagine that you're a balloon and you're being filled up to the very top with air, as big as you possibly can, and then you release the air, or I release the air, and you deflate like a balloon, letting all of the air out. So we'll just do that one time. You can do it a couple if you want in your own time. So let's begin by just imagining that you're being blown up. So you take a breath in and in. In, and you'll keep getting blown up. In, 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 in. And I'm going to let the balloon go. Let all the air out of you. And then just find a comfortable, neutral position for yourself. Maybe sitting down or lying down or standing if you want, but just there. I have my 2 feet on the floor, my hands on my knees, my shoulders apart. And let's have an explore of these different potential things you might have been experiencing. So like I said, we're going to be looking at touching on the duckling's journey from duckling to swan, and also on our own journey, thinking about the last few months and what we might have been through. And I'm just invite us to explore this, to actually think about what we have been feeling and giving ourselves permission to explore all of these different feelings. So I'm going to read a list of different things that I've been experiencing, or that I've noticed others have been experiencing, and they're all quite different. There might be more, but this is just sort of a little introduction or suggestion. So I'm going to read out the different feelings or the different states, and the invitation is for you to respond with your body. That can be a very small thing or a very big thing, depending on what you're most comfortable with. So, for example, if I said joy, just taking a moment, I'll leave a little bit of time and you just to explore, how does that joy feel in my body? Is it just a small move, like, or is it something really big? Up to you. Or you can just think about it as well. As with all of this, there's no pressure. I've got a list just behind me of the order that the different feelings are in. So if you see my eyes going, that's what I'm doing there. So the first one we're going to look at is angry. Angry. Have you experienced anger? Or do you imagine the duck has experienced anger? And how does that look in your body? How does it feel? Bored is the next one. Bored. Have there been moments of boredom being stuck in the house? Were there moments of boredom for the duckling, maybe? Boredom, having no one to talk to. Bored, not having a usual structure. And how is that in your body? And then just come back to the neutral position. So in between each one, sort of you can maybe shake out or give a little shake and come back to whatever your neutral position is. Lonely. Loneliness. Definitely in the story for the duckling. Lonely. And maybe for us too. We don't have to be alone to feel lonely. We can feel really lonely if we're in a group of people that don't understand us. And how does that feel in your body? Lonely. The next one is sadness. Sadness, grief, or loss. Sadness, grief, or loss. That might look different for all of us. Grief doesn't just have to be if someone's died, although there is every possibility that that is a grief people have had to face in this time. But it could be grief and loss at not being able to finish your school year, or not being able to do a project you were really looking forward to, or not being able to celebrate someone's birthday. Everyone has lost something. And the duckling loses a lot in this story as well. So how does that feel or look in your body? Shake that off. And the next one is anxious. Anxious, worried, or scared. I would imagine that at some point everyone has experienced some anxiety, some fear, maybe some more than others. How does that feel in your body, this anxiety? It might be a really familiar feeling to you that you don't like engaging with, but just explore, what's that in my body, where do I feel it? And then shake that off. The next one is numb. So if we feel nothingness, flat, numb, I've definitely had moments of that. Not really knowing how to feel numb. What does that feel like to you? And then the next one is relief. Oh, relief. Feeling relieved. For some of us watching this that normal life has changed for, there might be some relief there. Maybe there's lots about normal life that we don't like, and it's a relief not to go to school, or it's a relief not to have to face certain things. Could be true for you. What does that feel like? Or maybe it was a relief when you could meet up with someone at a social distance again outside. And the next one is happy, which some people may have experienced and some might not have. There might have been moments of happiness. We might have a moment of happiness and then feel bad about having it. There's a lot going on, but happy. How does that sit with you? How does that feel in your body? Happy. And then shake all of those out and come back to a sitting comfortably or standing comfortably. And we're going to move on to the next bit, which is about reflecting on some of those feelings and some of this time. Using the downloadable worksheets for session four, you'll notice that there's three different ponds to use to explore this next bit, and they're titled differently. So the first one to look at is called When It Changed, and that's to think about when, for you, just thinking back, when things started to feel different. So for some of us that might be when we went into lockdown, for some of us it might be when we first started hearing about this, it might be when the school shut. But the first one is when it changed, and just using that, the pond, to either draw things, write things, collage, colour, poems, whatever comes to you, just to explore what it was like, what was the feelings around when everything changed, or when it changed. Then the next sheet is when, now, is how do you feel now? What words, pictures, colours, thoughts, feelings come to you when you think about now? And then the third sheet is the future, thinking about what does the future look like to you at the moment? How does it feel to think about it? Is it scary? Is it unknown? Do you look forward to it? Is it all of those things at once? Just exploring. There's no right or wrong with any of these, and I've just gone through those really quickly, but I encourage you to take as much time as you need to look at those three different ponds and explore however feels best for you. If you don't want to look at your own journey over these last few months to do with the pandemic, you could have a think about the duckling's journey instead. Sometimes it's helpful for us to explore using a character, which is what we've been doing over these last few weeks using these videos. So if that's more comfortable for you or more exciting for you to do it like that, you could think about the point at which things changed for the duckling and how he might have found it. Now might be a bit more difficult, how he found himself, maybe at the end of the story, because that's sort of where we end with him when he becomes a swan, and then maybe thinking about his future and what he might be feeling about that. Or you could do both, it's flexible, but this exercise is just an opportunity to take some time to process the huge different things that have gone on, and the likelihood is we'll all need to keep processing this for the next few weeks and months, and as it kind of filters down and everything changes, it is important to keep taking time, I feel so anyway, to reflect on our experiences and to make time for ourselves. So that's the invitation for that reflective exercise. So thank you everyone. Now you've used these worksheets to explore and process and reflect on the last few months. Now you've done that, it might be useful to take some time to think about, bearing in mind what you've been through and bearing in mind how you feel now and what the future looks like. Maybe think about, what do you need now, having done all that, and how can you give it to yourself? So do you need to go and get a hug from somebody? And probably someone that you live with, because we can't yet quite hug our friends. Do you need to have some more time out? Do you need some more reflective time? What do you need if you're feeling overwhelmed? Maybe think about, what can I do to regulate myself? Which means, what can I do to bring myself back to more of an equilibrium state? that can be really hard to do. You could look back to your care plan to have a look at what does help you when you're feeling overwhelmed. Some other good suggestions are being in nature, or even looking at pictures of nature is proven to relax our bodies and to help us to regulate. And you could move, do a dance, go for a walk. When I'm doing any kind of movement things, I really hate it when people watch me. So you could do it if you have a private space, if you have your own room, you could do it in there. You could maybe think about the breathing exercises that we did last week. And I think it's important to add, if you're watching this and you are in adolescence, so you're sort of between the ages of 12 and 18 or 19, which I think most people watching these things will be, it's actually scientifically harder for you to do this. So it can actually be harder for you to regulate, harder for you to reason or see things clearly. And I don't mean that rudely, I just mean your brains, how they're developing, it is different from how mine is or how your parents or guardians or teachers are. So I just want to kind of reassure you that if you find it difficult to sort of bring yourselves back down, or if you find it difficult to stay calm right now, give yourselves a break, because it is actually harder for you. And later on I'll be sending out some links a bit more about the teenage brain that explores that a bit further and explains it a bit more. I think it's quite interesting and reassuring. I wish I'd known it when I was a teenager. So yes, just to maybe that reassures slightly, but it's still worth a go to help yourself regulate and to help keep yourselves well. So yeah, thank you. Great stuff. Okay everybody, that brings us to the end of session 4, and it's been really nice to run these using the story of the ugly duckling. I hope some of the activities have proved useful for you, and that it's not been too odd doing it all through a screen and not live. I think live is always preferable. I can't speak today. Live is always preferable, but I think it's great that we can continue to adapt to this time. So thank you for watching. Hopefully you will come back and check out the next 2 videos that I'm offering, and yeah, keep as well as you can, and be kind to yourselves. Thank you.